Dreamscape presents The Play by Natalie Rye, narrated by Tatiana Sokolov and Tristan Josiah. Chapter 1. Emily, Chicago, Illinois. Thursday night. Was there anything sadder than wearing sexy lingerie under your Armani skirt suit, knowing no one would see it? I wasn't sure, but if I had to take a poll, I'm sure the answer would be right up there with crushing on your sister's boyfriend or falling over your discarded shoes on your 2 a.m. trip to the bathroom. 30 minutes ago, when I realized Jason wasn't showing up for our date, I couldn't have imagined that my night could get worse than that typical 2 a.m. bathroom trip. Maybe I was wrong. So very wrong. Heading home to slip quickly out of my little black dress and into a business suit wasn't exactly what I had in mind when this night started out either, but I throw my shoulders back anyway, tying the belt around my trench coat tighter. Because when you get a call from your boss, you can't say no, even late at night. The early March Chicago weather is cold this year, made chillier by my lack of love life, and the second I march up to that familiar brick building, I swipe my keycard at a sensor most people rarely take the time to see, trying not to be upset at another start to a weekend. Alone. The inside of the lobby when I enter is quiet, cold. At this hour, it's dark, and with nothing but the sound of my high heels clicking to keep me company, I reach the end of the hall, my finger poised to the elevator button. Somebody's finger makes it there first. I jump at the touch.
So?
The owner of the finger presses without preamble.
Did you do it? Did you bring Jason home?
My favorite colleague's voice lowers.
Are you wearing the lingerie we picked out? Did you puff, powder, and primp your nether regions just like I told you?
I sigh, stepping into the elevator alongside him. My eyes focus on the ceiling. Fuck, Jason. Ben chuckles.
That's exactly what I thought you were going to do.
Sorry to disappoint you, but not a thing is going on with my nether regions tonight. Jason, he's a jackass.
Well, damn. I helped you pick out La Perla for tonight, and it was all for a jackass. What the hell happened? I thought that tonight was going to be the night.
You know, I finally look over. For a communications consultant, you're sure not picking up on my nonverbal cues.
That's because they're all pointing to signs that you didn't get laid, and I'm not accepting that.
Accept it, please, and never mention it again. I huff. Besides, I didn't say that I was definitely going to sleep with him. I correct.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?